Yud Dalet Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Sunday the 29th of April, Rabbi Joseph Perlman, Pesach Sheni. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Lissa, Lichvod Simchas and Nesuim of Shimi Horowitz and Eli Lissa. Mazel Tov.
Shalom Aleichem. It's nice to be back again. And it's my yacht site, so it's a special day. And the topic is going to be Pesach Sheni, because that's what is relevant. Now, we'll start very, very briefly dealing with the name. Why is it called Pesach Sheni? And the fact is, Gemara calls it Pesach Koton, like we have Purim Koton. That's very simple, because Pesach is the main one, and the Pesach Sheni, Pesach Koton, is the subsidiary one. That would be understandable. And in fact, if you look in the places where they use the Targum Lashon, it's called Pischo Ze'iro, like Zohar being the small. But however, there is a reference to Pesach Sheni. If you look at the sheet, you'll see there is a reference to it. And the Minhag HaOlam now is to call it Pesach Sheni. Nobody calls it Pesach Koton. Why is it called Pesach Sheni? Well, and the simple answer is, you've got the first Pesach is on Pesach, and this is the second one. But if that alone would have probably not been enough, because we would have called it Pesach Koton. Some say it's Pesach Sheni in the sense that the second day of Pesach is always the same day as Pesach Sheni. I hardly think that was the reason for it, but it's interesting, isn't it, that just like we have Shavuos is always on the second day of Pesach. The days of Pesach are relevant to the rest of the year. Like, for example, the Tov for Tisha B'Av, the first day is always Tisha B'Av, Shin for Shavuos, Reish for Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. So it could be that that is a possible reason which has been given. As I say, it's probably not the main reason. It's Pesach Sheni in the sense that it is second to the Pesach. Now, there's a question whether the Pesach refers to the Korban Pesach or whether it refers to the Yom HaPesach. It doesn't really matter much to us, but the fact of the matter is that the Pesach Sheni could be it's second to the Korban Pesach, which is the main one, or it could be it's second to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Anyhow, that's enough on the name. It's called Pesach Sheni. Now, I've got here, and I'm giving you a list for those who want to follow it through, of 20 questions. Now, we're not playing 20 questions exactly, but the idea is that there are certain questions which are asked, and there's a rule that if you've got a kasha, the best way of answering the kasha is to ask more kashas. They compare the Torah to a diamond. I don't know if there's anybody who deals in diamonds here, but apparently you can't just crack a diamond by hitting it with a mallet or whatever you do. You've got to make separate indentations, and then the whole thing, eventually, if you make enough cracks, it falls apart, so I'm told. And the Torah is like a yahalom, like a diamond, and therefore, if you've got one kasha, that's not going to answer it. You've got to ask more. And once you've got the whole kashas all together, you begin to realize you weren't looking at this properly. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had the kashas in the first place. So that's what we've got to do. We're going to look at 20 questions, and we're going to see one answer will answer the whole lot. Now, let's start off. We know that have Pesach Sheni. Somebody just asked me before, do we say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni? And that depends who you are. There are people, where I come from, we did say Tachanun, and the Chazanish said Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. That was the minhag.
What? Morning.
Where?
Only in the morning.
No, we said Tachanun the whole day of Pesach Sheni. That was our, because I know there are some people, you're quite right, there are some places, Shimon's quite right, who don't say it in the afternoon because that's when they brought the korban. That is a minhag, it is true. But there are a lot of minhag, I mean, all these things. There are people who don't say Pesach, do not say Tachanun. I'm not talking about the people who don't say Tachanun all the year. there are certain people who just find an excuse never to say Tachanun. We're not talking about them. We're talking about people like monks, where they say apparently in the afternoon, but not in the morning, and so on and so forth.
Don't say in the afternoon.
I beg your pardon, don't say, yeah, there, I meant that, yeah, say it in the afternoon, but not in the morning. Sorry, you know, people are listening.
Say it in the morning, not in the afternoon.
We say it in the morning, but not in the afternoon in Rab Monks. Where I come from, we say it all the time, but in certain Mechzike Das, for example, they didn't say it at all this morning, and you can't accuse them of being Chassidim. So there are different minhagim as to Tachanun, but the question I'm asking is, why is it not mentioned in the five places where Yom Tov is mentioned? Yom Tov is mentioned in five places that it's set out. It's set out in Mishpatim, it's set out in Kisisa, and yesterday we learned from Emor, we had all the Emerdim in Emor, but we didn't have Pesach Sheni. Oh, I'm talking about in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. Of course, here was Achrim Kedoshim, wasn't he? Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Where I come from would have been Emor. And alright, so this week you've got Emor, and you won't find Pesach Sheni there. And similarly in Re'eh, whether at all, and in Pinchas, no mention of Pesach Sheni, why not? Right, question number two. Why is it not a Yom Tov? Like the other Yom Tov, it's not mentioned in the Parshas HaMoedim, but it is mentioned in the Torah. And when Moshe Rabbeinu decided they were going to have a Pesach Sheni, why did they not make it a Yom Tov? Like any other Yom Tov, if in fact it was so important. Question number three. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah do not mention it at all. There's no mention of Pesach Sheni in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ashkenazim I've written here do say Tachanun, V'chein Das HaChazanish, Huva Be'orchus Chaim, etc. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a Pele. Okay? But it's a Pele, and he quotes that the Sfaradim do not do Tachanun. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's clear why they don't say Tachanun. Why we do say Tachanun, I beg your pardon. We shouldn't be saying it. Right, so that's the third question. Fourth question. So why are we being given a second chance to keep Pesach? You don't get a second chance to blow the shofar. You don't get a second chance to take the lulav. If you miss it, you've missed it. Obviously, man, a bottle of carbono, it's finished. Why on earth did the Torah decide to give us a special possibility of making up for having missed the Korban Pesach? It's a problem. And in fact, it's only the Pesach, not the Matzah. The Matzah you do with the Korban Pesach, but there's no mitzvah of Matzah. Like, on Pesach, there's a special mitzvah to eat matzah. B'zman hazeh, matzah's d'oraisa. There's a second subsidiary mitzvah of matzah to have it together with the Korban Pesach. So there's two mitzvahs, basically. But Pesach Sheni, there's no mitzvah to take a matzah and eat it. It's only part of the Korban. Why should it be different if, in fact, we're trying to replace what happened?
Those who kept Pesach Sheni, they put away chometz.
Yes, it says Rashi says they could have chametz. We're coming to that. Let's have a look at the list. We're going to get that. It's one of the questions here, but we're not there yet. We're on to number five now. The question number five is, why wait a whole month? If you're going to give a possibility of making something up, the normal thing is straight away. As soon as you're not Tommy, go and do the Pesach, if you're going to have a possibility. You want to have a period of time? 7 days. They'll do it 7 days later. Why on earth do they make it a month later? What's so special about this month which goes by? And then all of a sudden, you've got a chance for Tashlumi. We could have made it as soon as you're ready, after having been Tomei, you couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, or you were on holiday, you were away from Derech Rechoika, they said. Right, so as soon as you get back, make the Korban Pesach, if you're going to give it a chance to do it. No, everybody has to do it in 1 month. Why? Right, number six, why are the ladies only a Rishus, Rambam Paskins, that men who didn't do the Korban Pesach have a chance to do the Korban Pesach Sheni. But women who didn't do it, they can do it if they want. It's to Rishus. Why are they not chayiv? They're chayiv in Matzah, they're chayiv in all the dinim of Pesach. If they are chayiv in the dinim of Pesach, and they want an opportunity, like the men do, of making up what they missed, why should they not be included with the men? Why should they be different?
The men is a
proper chiyuv. The men is a chiyuv, a man who did not do the Korban Pesach. There's a shailas if he was amazed, or machlokes in the Tanoim. That's exactly how it works. But the etzem din of a person who wasn't there by accident, he can and he's chayev to do the Pesach Sheni. A woman's on your rishus.
It seems that what's that? The ladies who are, if they're tomei on Pesach, they're going to be tomei 30 days later.
Exactly. Well, have a look at the questions. You'll see that is we're coming to it.
Okay, sir.
Right? It should be one of the 20 questions here somewhere. I don't know where it's got to.
Number seven.
That's exactly your question. If in fact it's to be put the tumor right, which is the most frequent tumor that there is? It's a nidah. Normally people are not going around touching mason. This kash al sebe shem omra, Rabbi Shlomo Zimmerman, he asked this question. He said, if in fact the purpose of Pesach Sheni is to be masakin tumah, then the most probable tumah, if somebody was tomei Pesach Rishon, the most likelihood is that the woman who is nidah will be tomei again the following month. So why make it a month? It's the wrong time. So that's question number seven. Thank you very much. Question number eight. Why permit chometz? If the whole thing is that the Pesach is, for some reason or other, has to be with matzah, and the reason is obvious, because chometz is gaiva, chometz is atzlus, it's laziness. So Pesach represents the antithesis of chometz, and that's why matzah is on Pesach, because of zrizus and because of anova. So why not, is that not relevant to Pesach Sheni too? So why is chometz permitted? Number nine. Why is there a custom to eat matzah? There are people who have a custom to actually eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Mm. And the problem is, matzah is forbidden on Erev Pesach. Because you should have a fresh taste of the matzah at the night time. So why on earth do we not have the same issue on Pesach Sheni, not to eat the matzah so that it should taste good on the at the night time with the Korban Pesach? It should be forbidden to eat Erev Pesach, so you should be able to eat it properly and enjoy it on Pesach night. So we see differences between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni here again. Right. Next question. If Pesach Sheni is so important, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give us in the Torah immediately? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said, after talking about Pesach, he could have talked about, and if you didn't do it, do Pesach Sheni. It's not mentioned. And it only came about because the Tamei Mes, who had been busy with the Nod of Naviu and the Mason, they were Tomei. And they complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to Moshe, and they complained, Loma Nigora, why should we be different from anybody else? Well, the answer is very simple. If you're on the Chevra Kedisha, you're chayav to look after the Mason, you're going to become Tomei. Nobody necessarily says, because you're that, we shouldn't bury the dead, we shouldn't do anything. You're an honors. Onus rachamono patre. If somebody, for example, couldn't bring a lulav on Sukkos, because he tried his best but he couldn't find a lulav, if he finds a lulav afterwards, he can't start saying, I'm going to bring the lulav now. You know, we don't make a tikkun of other mitzvahs. Why, therefore, was Pesach Sheni given as a tikkun, but only in response to the Tameim, the Nevi, who asked for it. They asked for this. Why did they ask just for this and not for the Lulav and not for anything else? Sorry?
Doesn't Pesach Sheni also fall on people who refuse to bring a Korban Pesach Rishon?
Oh, that is a machlokas tanoim about that. You have to look at, if you have a look at the sugya in Psachim, you'll see that there are three way machlokas between the tanoim, and it's very interesting as to if a person was shoigeg on one, then you can certainly bring the korban. The question is, why does he bring the korban? One says it's a tikkun, one says it's a regel b'fnei atzma. We passing like Rebbe that's a regel b'fnei atzma, whatever that means. But it doesn't mean automatically. A person who's amazing on Rishon, according to the Tanoim, he can't bring the Pesach Sheni. He's amazing. He didn't do it. But it's not quite so simple, and you have to look into the halacha as to what the halacha would be if a person was amazed on a Pesach Rishon. Anyhow, let's just get through the questions because we haven't got too much time. Why is the parsha of Pesach Sheni out of chronological order? If we look at Rashi says, Ein muktim u'myuchav ator, it's not in the right place anyhow. It's not even an historical place. Next question, why change in the Parsha, it starts off calling it, they ask, we want to bring the Pesach. Four times it says we want to bring the Korban Pesach. All of a sudden it changes Pesach Lashem. We want to bring a Pesach Lashem. So the first half of the Parsha talks about a Korban Pesach. The second half of the parasha talks about Pesach Hashem. What's changed in the middle? Why has it suddenly elevated itself to become a Pesach Hashem after it was called just an ordinary Pesach? Next question. This is the very famous question. The Pesach Rishon talks about you've got to bring it al matzos u'meroirim. But the Pesach Sheni says matzos al meroirim. Why the change? Why is the owl moved from one place to the other? And this is a well-known question, a famous question. Why in Haggadah do we say the wrong pasuk? In the pasuk in Haggadah we say Koyrech, we say Zeichel Migdash Kehillel. Hillel used to take the matzah and the pesach and the matzah and the mor put together, but he used to do Koyrech. Lekayim Hashenemar. What's the pasuk say? Matzos al meroirim yochlu. Sorry, the pasuk says al matzos umeroirim. That's what the pasuk says. That we say al matzos meroirim.
Yes.
Yeah. That the original that's Pesach Sheni, right?
No.
That's from Pesach Sheni. One second. Yes. The first pasuk says, and the pasuk is showing in by matzos al meroirim. But the second pasuk in Parashat al matzos meroirim. And we change from the right pasuk, which is the one of Pesach Rishon, and all of a sudden we're talking about Pesach Sheni. Why does the Haggadah get it wrong? Chas v'sholom, they've got to get it wrong. But why has it changed from Pesach Rishon, and we're talking about Rishon, the famous teretz of the Belzer Rebbe. His teretz is a very famous teretz. He says, because we've already done Pesach, we're sitting at the Haggadah, it's too late to bring the Korban Pesach this year. We're sitting at the Pesach Seder, and Mashiach hasn't come, so we can't bring it. However, we pray in the Haggadah that Mashiach will come straight away and then we'll have a chance to do Pesach Sheni. So we bring the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni to indicate that although this is what Hillel did, we would like to do the Pesach over again in Pesach Sheni. The problem with that teretz is there's a whole machlokus as to whether a tzibur can be nidcha from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. And the normal psak is that even if Mashiach would come after Pesach Rishon, you still can't bring the Pesach Sheni. Because like I mentioned before, the Pesach Sheni is a tikkun of certain things. But it can't be masakin the fact that we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash and it wasn't there. So therefore, the Belzer Rebbe's teretz is a bit doubtful, because to say that that's why it was done, because we want to bring the Pesach Sheni if you can't bring it. So you've got to find another explanation to find out why the Baal HaGod is using this Pesach rather than the other Pesach. That was question 14, right? Question 15. Oh, the Pesach keeps telling us the Ger and the Ezroch have got the same din as an ordinary Jewish person, an ordinary person. Ezroch and the Ger are the same. Why do we need to tell us that? And that's actually both in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Why is it Pesach is different perhaps from Sukkot and Shavuos, etc.? We have to, Torah has to tell us and make sure that the Ger and the Ezroch are keeping the Pesach. We know that the din is that the Ger is a proper Jew and he should be keeping everything like we do. So what's the difference? Next. There is a Havamina mentioned in the Gemara, and Rashi quotes it, that it says when a Ger becomes a Ger, how does he become a Ger? He's got to hold a couple of mitzvahs, he's got to go into the mikveh, and he's got to do Bismillah, etc. And then he becomes a Ger. Why? And how do you know he doesn't have to bring a korban? Maybe he has to bring a korban when he becomes a Ger. And which korban? The korban Pesach. Now, why on earth should he bring a korban? I can see a chatos I can understand. A shlomim I can understand. An oil I can understand. But why a korban Pesach? That was the havamina. The Gemara rejects it and proves it's not so. But when the havamina comes about, he's got to bring a korban Pesach again. Why should he to become a Ger? He's got to bring a korban Pesach. That was a havamina in the Gemara. Where's the havamina? That's question 16. Question 17. Okay. There's a very difficult Baal HaTurim who says that the reason why we have Pesach Sheni on the eaten on Tesvav Be'ir is because it is the Mon came down on that day. The Mon. Pardon? But the eating of the Korban Pesach is the following night. You sacrifice it on your Dalet and you eat it on the night afterwards. He says, because this was when the Mon came. Now, there's a machlokus when the Mon came. The Chasam Sefer says it was Yud Ches. There's a Rashi which says it was a different day. But anyhow, the Baal HaTurim does say that it's connected somehow that the Mon came on that time. Next question. This is the Instagram. The Rambam has 613 mitzvahs and he sets them out. But one of his klalim is that every mitzvah has to be self-contained and the pratim of the mitzvah are not separate. So, for example, you've got to bring a lulav, fine, but you don't have, Rambam doesn't say the lulav is four mitzvahs, the lulav, the esrog, the dasim and the aravos. No, it's one mitzvah of arba minim. And wherever the Rambam has a computation, he will not include protim of the mitzvah, only the mitzvah itself. So the kasha is, in that case, why is Pesach Sheni, why does the Rambam mention that as one of the Tariag mitzvahs? If it's just a substitute for the Pesach Rishon, for example, on Shavuos, he doesn't say that the korbanos which you can bring for 7 days to be mashlim if you didn't manage to bring the korban on the first day. That's part of the mitzvah itself. So the same thing here, why does he consider this particular mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, is a different mitzvah altogether, and it's because it's part of the Tariag. That's question 18, right? Well, no, question 19, I think we've already touched on it before. Why did the Tamei Menashe make such a fuss of Lama Nigra? There's a principle of onus rachamono patre. You're potter from the mitzvah if you're an onus. So if you can't do it, you can't do it. You don't have to make it up afterwards because you are an onus. So why did they make such a fuss that Lama Nigra? And the final question, we are told in the Korban Pesach, Rishon Pesach Sheni, it says specifically that an Oral and a Nechor cannot take part. Well, we know, why is this specially mentioned by Korban Pesach that we don't allow an Oral or a Nechor? A Nechor is like a Goy to take part in the Korban. Those are the questions that I wanted to ask.
John has a 21st question. Because they tend to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Tommy, they were Tommy. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, right, I don't just Tommy Nefesh, but Derek Rechoka. They weren't Derek Rechoka. Why is the Torah stuff?
Well, why?
Derek Rechoka, when they didn't tie that.
They didn't tie them. Good question. Right, you've got 21st question. Thank you very much. You hear his question? He says, why then did the Torah then provide for Derech HaChoyka as well as the Tameim? Right? So we see there's something here. Now, in order to understand this, we've got to realize what Pesach represents. Pesach in itself is given in order that we should remove ourselves from Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is the antithesis of Torah. We believe in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When Bnei Yisrael came out of Egypt, they were coming from Mem Tes Sharei Tumo, and they had to prepare themselves to get Kedusha. They had to prepare themselves to get Matan Torah. And therefore, they had to do certain things in order to remove from them all their aspects of Avodah Zorah. Is there a clock here somewhere? Sorry?
Big one over there.
Oh, I've got 3 minutes yet. Okay, good. So, it's a little bit long. Right. So the purpose then of Pesach, and that is why we have to remove Chometz, because Chometz represents, as I said, Gaiva. A person's about Gaiva, that's like Avodah Zorah, and similarly Atzlus. You're not going to achieve much if you're Fashlofen and you're lazy. So we've got to remove the Chometz. So therefore, we have to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, and that's why the Pesach we were given the Korban, but also why we have to have Matzah, and we have to remember where we came from, the Morah, etc. All that goes together. But on Pesach, there's a special din of matzah because we have to remove the chometz. That's what Pesach is all about. Now, we're talking about people who were oynus, and they couldn't put it right because they were an oynus. True, I'm potter. But I might be potter, but I'm still have not yet reached the madrega of Matan Torah. These people were upset. It's true, normally I don't have to put a mitzvah right. I'm an honest, I don't have to do it. But this particular mitzvah I need in order that the whole body, the whole goof should be elevated. And I haven't got that, because an onus might make me potter from a mitzvah, but it doesn't elevate me up to being ready to be Mekabel the Torah. So they said, long on Nigara, why should we not have that? And Moshe said, oh, you've asked for it? Excellent. We will give you a special opportunity of making up in order that you should also get ready for Shavuos and for Matan Torah. That was the purpose. So they had to wait until somebody complained, and then they gave the mitzvah. And this is that's the same thing with a ger. A ger, his biggest problem is he's got to remove all aspects of Avodah Zorah. So we might have thought, he's becoming Jewish now, give him a chance to have the same elevation which was on Pesach. You might have thought that. And therefore, there's a half amina that a ger should bring a korban Pesach in order that to remove all his Avodah Zorah thoughts. That's the hammer. The guy says, no, a ger is a proper Jew, and he can catch up. He can catch up later, but he doesn't have to bring the korban at that moment. But the Torah tells us that the ger and the ezroch have got to be very, very careful that we bring, make sure that they do bring the korban Pesach when it's time, and that's why they are mentioned in that specifically here. And similarly, that's why the ger, the Oral and the Nechor are specially mentioned in case of Pesach, because we can't have any possibility of false thoughts, any possibility of Avodah Zorah creeping in from anywhere. That's the whole purpose of Pesach, and therefore the Pesach Sheni becomes a Rega Bifnei Atzma, so to speak. It's something different for the people who weren't able to keep the first Pesach. And that answers all the different questions why it's not mentioned in the Moedim. Because it's not a Moed. It's not one of the normal Moedim. It's a special occasion in order that people should be understanding that we've got to get rid of the Avodah Zarah from ourselves. The people who didn't have the opportunity then, we're going to give them a special opportunity now. But this is not part of the Sholosh Regalim. It's not part of the Jewish calendar in that same way. And therefore, as it only applies to those people who weren't able to do the Pesach, it doesn't become a Yom Tov. Some say it has become a little bit of a Yom Tov, so we don't say Tachanun. Others say, no, it hasn't got the status of a Yom Tov at all. And therefore, it's an ordinary weekday from the point of view of Tachanun.
What's the answer about the women?
Wait. So the answer is this, but this is given to the people who were going astray. The women did never went astray. The women were ne'er monos. The women kept the mitzvahs. The women never went to Avodah Zarah. We know that. They gave their kelim to the Mishkan, and they wouldn't give the kelim to the Avodah Zarah. So we know that the women never sinned at all. It was only the men who needed the tikkun. The women didn't need it. Therefore, the women have to have Korban Pesach because of the Yom Tov of Geula for Mitzrayim, etc. But they don't need the Tikkun. They didn't need it. So Rambam says it was a Rishus for them. They don't need to do it. And therefore that answers the question of the 30 days. Because since the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni was for the men, the men who were Tomei, we don't have to worry about women who are Nidus as of us, because if they can't bring it, it's not the end of the world. They can if they want, they don't have to. It's no tikkun for them. That's the answer is based on the whole aspect of the thing being a tikkun for Avodah Zarah. Right. And that would also perhaps explain the Haggadah too. Why did they choose the posuk in the Haggadah from Pesach Sheni? Because we on Pesach night need that message that we have to be like the Lama Nigora people. We want to point out that we want to get to the tikkun, which is more apparent in Pesach Sheni. And that's possibly why they chose that posuk rather than the first posuk. And also, if you look at the number we asked before, why is the first four words Pesach, and then it goes to Pesach Lashem? Because when Moshe saw that they were really asking, because they wanted to be mesaken their gufim, they wanted to be perfect people, he said, oh, now I can understand, it's not just a stamp korban Pesach you want, like a lulav or a shofar. No, this is a Pesach Lashem. These people are actually trying to get elevated. They're trying to get their neshama cleared from all the thoughts of Avodah Zarah. That is a Pesach Lashem. And that's why the parsha starts off in the ordinary form, and then it comes out Pesach Lashem. And answers, with that approach, if you go through each question that we've got here, you'll find that there is a derech to answer all these questions. I think we've tried to do most.
30 days.
Oh, the 30 days. That's a very good question. The 30 days is an inyan of, we have 30 days very, very often as a new period. So, for example, a person who becomes, joins a kehillah is exempt from tax for 30 days. On the 30th day, he's then considered to be a member of that kehillah. And similarly, we find Shloshim Yom, for many purposes like that, it's a, so to speak, it's a period, which is a fixed period. So they decided that we're going to do this on the 30th day, so that those people who didn't get the opportunity of doing the thing on Pesach itself, now that they've moved into the next section, we'll do it. And that's one answer. And the other answer is it's two-thirds of the way to Shavuos. So once you've gone most of the way, you need a chizuk, right? Most of the way. So Pesach, the whole purpose of Pesach is to lead to Matan Torah on Shavuos. So once you've gone the Shloshim Yom, like we said, the purpose of Shloshim Yom, because it's really third, like Burma is the 30th, there's a two-thirds. But once you've gone so far, then is the time to be mechazik. You know, when a person's doing a marathon, and he goes on and on and on. When he comes to the last stage, he might be wanting to give up. But then he realizes, I'm almost there. And he puts his koichus into it in order to finish the job off. So that's a suggestion that they decided to do it Shloshim Yom. And that would also answer what the mon was given on that day. That's another... see, that's what the Balaturim is on about. When the mon came, that was a significant change in Klal Yisrael's Madrega, so to speak. There were now Ochle Amon that used up all from the matzah, the taste of the mon from Egypt, the matzah, and now they had to have a new thing. So that would explain that, and it would also explain the idea of the 30-day period. There is another suggestion that Iyar could be Nisan, in an Ibrayot. They mention that. So it's the same idea. This day is a special day for this purpose. It fits the purpose of what we're talking about. I think we've covered...
What about the
rubbish? Oh, that's exactly... That's perfect. Because this is not part of Pesach. This is a separate thing to raise your goof. So it's not a chelik of the mitzvah of Pesach. It's a separate inyan. And that's why it's not in the Pasha Samadim. In the third Beis Hamikdash.
Because if it only applied once only, why is it...
No, I don't know whether... I can't see why it shouldn't apply in the third Beis Hamikdash for people who are Tomei on... It could be. But it is a special mitzvah on its own. That's the whole point. Okay?